Yeah, Run For Your Lives. That's Iron Maiden there with Run To The Hills. Especially for Studley, he's been listening in and sending in messages. If you want to tweet us, you can, hashtag ListGuardFM, or send us a message on Facebook. Now, my guest has arrived. Andy Bonington is in the house. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Paul.
It's nice of you to come in, because I know you're very busy.
Yes.
How many gigs have you done this weekend?
Just completed 5 gigs in 3 days this weekend.
So how'd you do that? Obviously, these were afternoon gigs.
Yeah, 2 in a day, obviously. I find it requires a fair amount of stamina, and if I was to stop, I probably wouldn't be able to do it anymore, so I just keep doing it, really.
So do you, pace yourself? So, say you get your head down, early...
No
parties.
It's a life that's most unnormal.
And then, of course, you also teach guitar as well.
Yeah, but not like I used to. I'm only doing 2 young lads at the minute, and yeah.
Okay, so no vacancies then.
I find teaching's a bit of a weird one, really. You tend to reanalyze how you play and teach yourself how to play again in the process of doing that, but it does detract from your creative sort of side.
Well, Quentin Crisp famously taught tap dancing by simply having a lesson and staying one lesson ahead of his pupils and just teaching them what you learn in each lesson. I don't know if you do that.
Yeah, well, obviously, if I'm asked to learn a particular piece of music to teach someone, I have to learn it, and I will pick up new skills on that journey.
Yeah, so you're learning yourself. It's clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they say those that can't do teach, and those that can't teach, teach PE. Is that true?
I don't teach PE.
So for those of you not familiar with Andy Bonington's work, Andy currently plays in 2 bands, Black Friday, who you would have probably heard of, and also a duo called Teutonic, who are actually very busy. Started off as a Medicine Head tribute.
Correct, yes, about 7 years ago.
Well, we're going to play stuff from Black Friday and Teutonic. That's the bands that Andy's currently playing with. What I would like to ask Andy, because he's played with a lot of bands, I'll just mention them: Double Zero, Smoking Organs, Sissy Blow, Mad Cow,
Delta Jukes, yeah. And way back in the beginning was High Society.
Right, well, this is your first ever band then, Andy?
Yeah.
When you're at school?
I am at school. I'm probably aged about 17 when this was done.
17?
Yeah, and listening to it the other day for the first time in a very long time, it did sort of conjure up scenes from The Inbetweeners. As adolescent sort of
without
thing.
The internet pranks.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, hold on. So, how old, what first got you into music for a start?
I just had a skill for it from a young age. A recorder at school, I took the solo.
Solo recorder?
At the school concert, yeah. Dr. Finlay's casebook, it was, yeah.
Actually, because we had this girl at school, and when they had the recorder ensemble, but she could play the flute, so she was the one in the middle with the flute.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, wow, look at Lorna.
Yeah. Well, that's what made me take up clarinet after, and I pursued that until
you did.
Played
clarinet.
I did. I was grade 5 at age 14.
Stephen McWilliam was saying she played the clarinet the other day on the show, and I asked her, "Can you play Stranger on the Shore? Can you play Stranger on the Shore?"
No, I never got into that side of it. I was the only classical guy. Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah. But I was the last thing I did probably was Mozart's 5th clarinet quintet, and I scored 28 out of 30 in my practice piece on that.
Clarinet quintet, is that for 5 clarinets?
It is.
So how did you do that on your own?
With a piano.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So, but what then made you go electric?
I was smoking out in the bike sheds and whatnot, and sort of listening to a different style of music to what I was playing on a musical instrument, and that progression sort of to guitar was fairly natural. I do hold my brother responsible for that.
Right.
So why don't you get an electric guitar, Andy?
So did you already have an acoustic?
There was one kicking around the house, old cliche, hung on the wall. Didn't know how to tune it up. Used to be able to sort of play things on it, and
so you quickly progressed to electric?
Yeah, I did.
Did you used to do that thing where you turn the amp right up?
Of course, yeah. I tried many of the Hendrix things. Yeah.
You know, he didn't really play with his teeth.
Yeah, so I've heard, yeah.
You can't see his hands.
Well, it's not how I lost mine. But
No, you did. You told me that you lost a tooth because one in Baking Stones was left in.
That's right. Yeah, that was the first one that went. Yeah, there was a big crack in the back.
And that was the singer from Mad Cow. Wasn't it? Yeah. Well, we'll play some Mad Cow later on. Well, I think what we should do. So this is Andy Boddington's. It's never been heard on the air before. It's an exclusive. It's Andy Boddington's first ever band when he was at school in Essex. Can I say that?
Yeah.
And this is a band. The band were called High Society. Good name there. And it's a song called Too Sexy. So who wrote that?
A cross between the keyboard player Joel Day and the singer Stuart Cooper. I must point out Stuart Cooper was aged 15 when he sung this.
Bless him.
Yeah.
And you're on the nifty lead guitar.
Well, terrible, shocking bit of guitar, really. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Well, let's hear it then. This is High Society with Too Sexy. And this takes us up to our ad break. I've got Andy Boddington in the building. Here we go.
Sexy, my eyes were good to her, like bees to honey, and the smile she gave to me blew me away. Just can't let her go, wanna tell you how I feel. I'm in love, love, I'm in love, but she's too sexy, too sexy, she's too sexy for me. This girl, she turned me on like no one before. She dressed like number one, six satin pearls. I love the way she moves, love everything about her. I love the way she talks, the way her lips move. Just can't let her go, wanna tell you how I feel. I'm in love, love, I'm in love, oh. She's too sexy, too sexy, she's too sexy. When I saw this woman dance, everybody stood and watched her. Her body so, so beautiful, looked and I'd be there. She began to cross my way, so I walked right on over. We had a dance, but then I had to move away. I had to let her go, couldn't tell her how I feel. I'm in love, love, I'm in love. But she's too sexy, too sexy, she's too sexy for me.
The Copley Arms, Hessenford, alongside the River Seaton, home of fine ales, good food, including our traditional Sunday roast. Performing live at the Copley Arms on September the 5th, the one and only comedy singer-songwriter Paul Salvage from Stars in Their Eyes. If you yourself would like to become a star, the Copley Arms have an open mic night the first Wednesday of every month starting this September. For more information, contact the Copley Arms at Hessenford on 01503 240 209. Or find us on Facebook.
Hello, Crib Box.
Hi, I'd like to order an egg and bacon bap on granary, please. Also, do you do panini?
Yes.
Burgers?
Oh, yes.
Sandwiches on white or brown?
Yep.
Tasty salad?
Yes, we do.
Jacket potatoes?
Yes, those as well.
What about platters made to order? Or could you create a buffet?
Of course. We cater for all occasions and we can deliver to your office or your workplace absolutely free. Why not give us a call on Liscard 348 265 or why not just pop in and order? The Crib Box is here on Barrow Street for all your catering needs.
Ooh, glad I bumped into you. We're moving house. What do you know about conveyancing?
Funny you should mention that. I've just done the same myself. I used Earl and Crocker.
But don't solicitors charge an absolute fortune?
No. The good thing was they've got a no move, no fee. So if you don't move, it don't cost you anything.
But don't they get the clock running at solicitors?
No, because it's all fixed quote. so you don't pay any extra. They tell you how much it's going to be. If you don't sell it, it don't cost you nothing. If you do sell it, you know how much you're paying.
I might give Earl and Crocker a go.
Earl and Crocker, the approachable solicitors. Call Liskard 345 304.
Save money when you sell your house with FAC with just 1% fees. On the average house price in Liskard, that could mean an extra £3,000 in your pocket. That's enough to go on a family holiday. We also have competitive deals for landlords looking to rent their properties and even a specialist financial expert to guide you through financial planning. So sell your house through FAC and go on that wonderful, well-earned holiday, or let another agent enjoy a holiday at your expense. Call FAC on Liskard 345 609.
Full Blooms, we offer a bespoke service tailor-made to meet your every floristry need. Everybody loves to receive flowers, so pick up the phone and give me a call and make your special person smile today. Brides, wedding flowers for your big day. We can capture your theme and personality and make your day truly memorable. Call Lindsay on Liskard 346 444, or go on my website fullblooms.co.uk and see what we have to offer.
Our programme on your radio. Our programme, Liskard Radio. 87.7 FM.
Okay, so I'm in the house here with my special guest Andy Boddington from Black Friday and Teutonic, and we've just been talking about Andy's school first school band. They had a song, I'm Too Sexy. Not I'm Too Sexy, but Too Sexy.
Yeah.
Apparently the lead singer was 15 when he wrote that. So moving on now. So then you moved to Cornwall.
I did, yeah. And I was in a college band there called The Sprogs.
The Sprogs.
Which is a very Cornish word for baby or whatever. Yeah. And it was, I guess, goth before goth was invented, kind of very alternative band. We were doing the Smiths and the Cult. And
Very alternative? You mean you wore black?
Well, I used to give the others a hard time for wearing black all the time. So all right. Can't you wear some colourful clothes?
Because that's the odd thing with the alternative scene. If you do something that's not cool, then they laugh at you.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of an irony.
Well, anyway, the Sprogs carried on. A few eventful sort of nights. One very memorable night in the Blue Anchor in Helston. I don't know if you know the local brewery there. Spingo was responsible for that. And we were banned from playing there after that one gig ever again. And the band had a few sort of incidents like that. They're very memorable.
Yeah.
And then I got into a band called, believe it or not, Burning Ambition, and I joined them through the job centre in Tavistock.
Right.
And, I promised three gigs a week and stuff.
Did you get holiday pay?
we probably did about one, maybe two maximum a week, so it wasn't what it set out to be, and, you know, it's taken a long number of years to get to where I am today.
So it didn't satisfy your Burning Ambition.
Quite odd playing sort of Bon Jovi covers and Pat Benatar covers and stuff.
Blimey.
But, you know, it was a learning curve, and we had a van and a lot of gear.
It's fair to say you are kind of on the rock side of music.
I always was. That was my influence, yeah. Picked up a few things along the way in other fields and stuff.
Well, so when I first met you, I first came to Cornwall in 1992, and we met this guy called Tony Haslam, and I will say, because Tony's no longer with us.
R.I.P.
I went to his funeral a couple of years ago, but Tony had worked as road crew for The Who, and he was our neighbour, and we actually asked him to play drums for us because he used to play drums, and he ended up managing the band. And he said, I know this other band over at DeRight, which I'm sure you know DeRight, out on past Common Moor. And
yeah, great memories.
Down that way. Yeah. And that was where I first met Andy here. And you had a little set-up in the house.
We
used
did.
To practice
we,
in the house. And
we lived at the top of a hill.
Used to put an actual mattress over the door.
You're soundproofing, yeah. The kit was set up all the time, drum kit, massive bass amp. To those that remember it, yeah, man.
And so that was with Andrew Lewis, wasn't it, Lou?
Yeah,
on drums.
And Adrian Dennis, Big Den, on vocals, Paul Smale on guitar, and a succession of seven bass players.
Mark Thompson's one?
We was. Paul Lana was another.
Paul Lana.
Yeah.
But you did quite a few gigs, didn't you? You were sort of quite popular on a local.
It was the most Lisgard sort of band I've been in.
And
you know, we started off playing at the Barley Sheaf Electric Jam sort of night as a outfit called The Right Stuff.
Yeah, and the Seven Live Bands, and yeah, also your own event you promoted called Get Funked.
Three times in one night, yeah.
Yes. What I was going to say, would it be fair to say Red Hot Chili Peppers' big influence?
I think so, but maybe more subliminal. We were listening to them at the time.
Yeah, and Rare Groove?
Yes, you know, Den used to bring out LPs of old Rare Groove and we'd play along really quietly to the record and get the part or a rough idea of it and then just start getting louder and louder till you couldn't hear the record anymore and sort of take a jam off of that. And
so a lot of this was directed by Den.
Yeah, then, I mean, well, me and Paul Smale had been in bands before and great friends, you know. Hi, Paul. And we sort of, I think it was Paul's idea actually to sort of say, look, these other two guys haven't been in a band before. They don't know much of the sort of wranglings of it all and that.
Band politics.
Yeah, and let them be in control of it. And there was a very conscious decision, despite our experience, to sort of let these guys have more of a say in what we did, and I think that really paid off.
Well, it's very professional, isn't it? You know, you can't have everyone taking the lead at once.
Well, yeah.
It's a bit like the avant-garde or the, you know, the weird jazz bits. You can only have one person do that. If everyone in the band did it, it'd be awful.
Chaos, yeah.
So, yeah, so very sensible. We've just had a message in from Lucy Walker, who says, we love Andy Boddington. He should be crowned... Lucy, sort your grammar out. He should be crowned Lord Tyford for his musical prowess.
Ah, oh, bless
Isn't
Lucy.
Isn't that nice of Lucy?
Yeah, yeah.
And then hopefully she's taken over for me at four, although she was supposed to be last week. Bless you, Lucy.
See you soon, Lucy.
Tweeting in. Also got another tweet in from Fletchy Fletch. and you know Fletch as well, don't you?
I do, yeah.
He says, just leaving Camden Town. He's been down in London. He's working in the film industry.
Get on, yeah.
I tried to get Fletchy Fletch on the show to talk about the film industry, but they have a gagging clause. They're not actually allowed to talk anything specific. They can be struck off. So, but Fletch is going to be back in Lisgard tonight, so I think he's up for a pint. So, anyone else up for a pint? I'm always up for a pint. There was another message come through, but it flashed up on the side and disappeared, and I've got to refresh. But anyway, we're talking about Double Zero, so that was Andy and Paul Smale on guitars.
Yeah.
Dueling guitars. Adrian Dennis was, and I believe he used to say, I'm not a singer, I'm a vocalist.
I don't know about that, but he was definitely unique, man. And I think about what he did and his style a lot. You know, real big pleasure to work with a guy. Respect.
Well, that's nice. Mm. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to play a couple of Double Zero tracks back to back. Where did you record these?
These were done locally at the time, Callington Newbridge, the Spudshed Studios on Spudshed. A Fostex 8-track. The guy who had that, Paul Craddock, is now at Goodmurray Farm Studios out near Blunt's. And there's a marvellous recording facility there if anyone is looking to make a recording.
Well, I was surprised when I listened to this that because I'd got such an impression of Double Zero as being, you know, a live kind of rock band, and I was surprised, and you say this was only done on 8-track, there's a fair element of production going on.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't expected, which was a very pleasant surprise.
Well, I'm not sure which track you're going to play first.
Well, I've got a song called Take It Off,
yeah,
and then another song called TV.
Well, Take It Off was... the band played it live, and there is a second guitar runs overdub and takes a solo in it, but that's the only overdub on it. Perhaps the vocals were done after, but if I remember right, this was a 7th take and quite intense when we did it. But I think it really captured something of that. I'm a big fan of live recording.
So it's got that live vibe, but with some production as well, make it sound nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's play that. So it's first of all Take It Off, and then followed by TV. This is two songs from Double Zero, two songs.
Double songs, yeah.
Where'd you get a name like Double Zero from? Was that the total IQ of the people in the band?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay, we go then. There's some 00 for you. That was Take It Off by 00. This is TV by 00.
Whether you're new to exercise or a seasoned pro, FunFit exercises bring the fun into fitness. From power hoop, Pilates and pure stretch to 50 plus Keep Fit and Zumba, we've got something for you. With classes held in Lisgard and the surrounding area, experience fitness the FunFit way. FunFit exercise classes, bringing fun into fitness and fitness to you in the community. Call Diane on 07850 473 428 or find us on Facebook.
Jelly Pebbles is home to the Gingham Chicken Fudge. We also offer a wide range of jewellery, beauty products, Cornish soap cakes and original art by the famous Cow Lady. We have something to suit everyone's pockets and most of our products are made in and around Lisgard. Every month we offer an exclusive range. Call 07713 133 477, follow us on Facebook and Twitter or visit us on Windsor Place. Just look out for Matilda the Green Cow outside our shop.
Early's Property Lettings, Lisgard's specialist residential letting agent. We have over 18 years of experience managing property in southeast Cornwall. Give us a call on 342 005. Landlords, put your property in good hands. Come and see us on 1 Barrow Street, Lisgard, or visit earliesproperty.co.uk.
Lisgard Cycles on Pig Meadow Lane is a perfect local shop for top brand cycles, with more than 20 years experience catering for the whole family. New, second-hand, spares or repairs. Lisgard Cycles does it all, featuring top brands like Mongoose, GT, Claude Butler and We The People. Lisgard Cycles also has a savings club and part exchange on your old bike all year round. Keep fit with the family this summer. Call Lisgard Cycles on 347 696.
There's a laundrette on the high street where they'll wash anything. Lisgard Laundrette.
Hello, will they wash these?
Almost anything.
I'm going to wash my clothes at Lisgard Laundrette. Have a service, wash and do my duvet. They'll even do your bedding for your horse or your pet. And iron it all as well.
Relax, dude. They've got large machines for that big load.
And they'll collect Lisgard Laundrette 343-293.
From delicate
to boiling point.
Yeah, we're just laughing at the jingle there. That was done for me by, it was written by Chris Garnett, he's a local musician as well. But it was kind of revamped for radio by Chris's very talented son, Ben, who's in Brighton at the moment. He has an act called the Organ Grinders Monkey, and he does live stuff with loop pedals. And
oh, yeah.
He's getting into that thing. He's got some tutorials on that YouTube thingy.
Right, yeah. Well, I've just got a loop pedal, so I might have to check that out.
It's interesting, because it's something where... instead of using tapes, you are actually setting the loops off live, so it's less cheating.
Yeah.
I've seen some great things done with them. I even saw a blues guy, and you would think blues people would be purists and would go...
Was that Son of Dave?
No, what's he called? Was it Tom Hunter or Tom Palmer? I'm getting mixed up.
Tom Palmer's a local guy. Not sure if he uses a loop pedal.
But blues guy, and he was using the loop pedal so he could get his rhythm sort of running and then play lead over it, and it was... I thought it was quite good, you know. You got a message there, Andy, which reminds me. Andy's had a message in from someone he plays Scrabble with on Facebook in Russia. Is that right?
Not on Facebook, no. On WordFeud, an app for your Android smartphone.
All right, WordFeud.
Yeah. Hi, Sidonian Muse.
I'm a bit of a Scrabble purist. It's Scrabble Mattel for me on Facebook.
Yeah, they're slightly different.
No one wants to play me anymore, though.
Too good.
Yeah. I'm playing currently you and Holly Phillips Coles.
I am a Scrabble head.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah. Can't beat a game of Scrabble, can you? So I've got Andy Bonnet in the studio now, and we've been talking about his musical career so far. So after Double Zero, I believe Double Zero sort of became Smoking Organs with a slightly different lineup.
Perhaps my favourite band name out of all of them, the Smoking Organs, was a short-lived outfit.
But you didn't have any keyboards, wasn't that sort of organs?
We didn't have any keyboards.
That would have been good, though, if you had a Hammond on one side and a Farfisa.
Yeah.
And a Wurlitzer at the back.
Yeah. Saw a band last night at the Blues and Roots Festival and was stood next to a rather tall bloke with dreadlocks, and he remarked on the Grizzly and the Grasshoppers, they were called, and there were three guys sitting down. Obviously, the drummers sat down, but a keyboard player who played guitar and a lap steel guitar player as well, and all three of them sitting down, and this guy next to me goes, I've never seen so much sitting down moshing before.
Well, that's a new one on me. So, good festival?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Well, what we're going to play next is... it's a song called Can You Give Me a Room? What band is this?
This is Mad Cow, which featured Mark Hackworthy on drums, Will Worthy on bass. She has so many aliases. Dobbs on vocal and myself on guitar. And this tune, to anyone who knows music, has 5/4 time in it. Yeah.
So if you want to tap along at home, it's in 5/4.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is Mad Cow. It's called Can You Give Me a Room? And then after that, we're going to have After Love, also by Mad Cow. You're listening to Listgard FM.
Tonight.
Give Me a Room by Mad Cow, and now After Love by Mad Cow.
After love,
So that was Mad Cow there with After Love, one of the many bands that Andy Bonnet, my guest, has been in. And Andy was saying that track was written by the whole band.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't put your mic up there.
Hello.
We've had another message in from Lucy Walker. She says, Paul, take it off, had a naughty word. You are so rock and roll. And I've got one of them X's afterwards. Whereas your previous message, you got two X's.
Oh, Lucy.
Apparently it's this American thing, and like we put the X.
Yeah.
And they put an S.
What does that mean?
Sex.
Oh.
It's naughty. Anyway, I've got Andy Bonnet here in the studio. We're going to an ad break in a second, but that was Mad Cow. Now, after Mad Cow, you then played with a band called Sissy Blow?
With a duo, just with the singer from Mad Cow.
Okay.
It was an acoustic thing. I used to sit down, play acoustic guitar, and Dobbs used to sing.
So it's all acoustic, this one?
Absolutely, yeah.
And
I didn't play electric guitar for about 7 years.
Oh. Ooh. Well, I suppose John Lennon just stayed at home and baked bread for 5 years, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah. I suppose we all do it at times.
Well, I think, you know, that was a good thing to do. You know, so a lot of guitar players rely on effects for their sound and stuff. And you know, with that naked exposure of an acoustic guitar.
Exactly. You know, it's the bottom line of actual real playing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you've got only the dynamic you can create, yeah.
I absolutely understand what you're saying there. It's a bit like, you know, just sitting down with a piano. There's no gimmicks.
Yeah.
You just play. Well, what we're going to play by Sissy Blow, it's a cover of Bob Dylan's song.
An unusual version of it, yeah.
Which was popularised by Jimi Hendrix's.
Showing a bit of Jana speech there.
Yeah. The Bob Dylans and the Jimi Hendrixes. So this is the Sissy Blows with their version of Song About Jehovah's Witnesses, isn't it? All Along the Watchtower.
Safeway.
I had them round the other day, invited me to Twickenham, they did. It's nice. This is Sissy Blow. You listen to Liscard FM.
Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can get no relief. Businessmen that drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. No more level on the line. Nobody out of this world. No reason to get excited. The thief he kinda who spoke. There are many here among us who feel their love is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. It is not a phase. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. Servants too. Who else had in the cold distance? Who I cared to the ground to write as we're approaching, and the wind began to thank you.
Shop, DVD and game store on 4th Street, Liscard. Doesn't just sell the best titles for your genre or console. Oh no! When you settle down to the latest blockbuster, why not enjoy some fine American candy or American drinks? Games and movies not for you? Then why not look through the extensive library of books for just 50 pence each? The little DVD and game store also stocks the latest rare collection of memorabilia, including Terminator, Batman, and many more. The Little Shop, DVD and Games, 21 4th Street, Liscard.
Mavericks on 4th Street is an Aladdin's Cave, an eclectic mix of everything from vintage finds and shabby chic to rare groove records. There's even an Indian headdress for sale, plus free delivery on all furniture.
So come and see Sid at Mavericks on 4th Street. He'll sort you right out.
Their designs are intellectual, their plans are quite a spectacle. For applications, draft or full, their pollard architectural. Planning applications, building regulations, new builds, infields, no more complications. Big or small extensions, loft or barn conversions, dream homes, cornerstones or timber frame creations. Pollard Architectural, for your complete building solutions. Liscard 347 361, or pop in and see us at the Courtyard, 5 Barrow Street, or visit pollardarchitectural.com. Their designs are intellectual, their plans are quite a spectacle. For applications, draft or full, they're Pollard Architectural. Planning applications, building regulations, new builds, infields, no more complications. Big or small extensions, loft or barn conversions, dream homes, cornerstones or timber frame creations. Pollard Architectural, for your complete building solutions. Liscard 347 361, or pop in and see us at the Courtyard, 5 Barrow Street, or visit pollardarchitectural.com.
Experience the thrill of a live performance at Sturz Theatre. You'll fall in love with Annie, our dazzling family show, and laugh your socks off at our comedy season's greetings. Marking the centenary of World War I, we'll take you back in time with the moving and poignant true story of the Accrington Pals. And from the team who brought you Les Miserables, dare you enter the world of Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. Sondheim's truly epic masterpiece will leave you breathless. And with visiting companies and brilliant shows for the kids, there's something for everyone. Sturz Theatre, online at sturz.co.uk.
Well, you're listening to Liscard FM, 87.7 FM. Also on the internet, www.liscard.fm. It's streaming live. I've got Andy Boddington from Black Friday and Teutonic here in the studio with me. We've been playing some highlights from his career, right through from his first school band, and we're getting close to present day now. But the band Andy played with before Teutonic and Black Friday, Delta Dukes.
Yeah.
And I saw him lots of times in a certain local venue.
Yep.
So obviously you did lots of gigs.
Yeah, this was like after Sissy Blow, I then got back into playing electric guitar, all thanks to Tim True, the singer from the Delta Dukes, who you can currently find in a band called Papa Lima.
Papa Lima, yeah, I've heard of them.
New band. And Tristan Fry on drums, who is currently playing in The Sound. And Nick Stout, who's sadly no longer with us, was playing bass. So it's always lovely to have a recording.
He's not with us?
No.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Basically, the clue's in the name, but Delta Blues.
Yeah, well...
Sort of blues rock.
It started out more blues and got more pub rock towards the end.
I suppose that's what happens when you're playing pubs.
Yeah, the song we're going to play is Penthouse Pauper, a... Creedence Clearwater Revival cover. This is from the Newt Beer Festival in Somerset.
So it's a live recording?
Yeah, or is it Devon? I think it is Somerset.
Is it recorded through the desk, though?
It's straight off the desk. AD from Nub Sound was the guy who is just
Nub
awesome.
Sound.
Yeah, he's really good.
So is it live mix or was it mixed after?
No, it was just straight off the desk,
straight
onto
the
a
monitor.
Mini desk.
And, straight off the monitor mix.
Yeah, and chucked through maybe some compression on a computer and... result you have here.
Yeah.
So it's a bit ropey, and one thing I learnt about these live recordings straight off the desk is the quieter you have your amp on stage, the louder you come out in the recording.
Well, yeah, because they have to put more volume through the front house.
Yeah, because they're not relying on your backline amp then. And
well, there's a lesson to all guitar players in bands: turn your amp down, and when the sound engineer says don't touch the volume, don't touch it.
Yeah, so I am quite loud in the mix on this, and that is the reason why.
But, you know, you go to some of these sort of live outdoor gigs and they spend about an hour and a half, you know, miking up tom-toms and hitting drums.
Yeah.
And then as a guitar player, you get about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I've found that. Yeah. Well, let's play the song. This is Delta Dukes with their cover of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Penthouse Pauper. This is live.
If I were a bricklayer, wouldn't build just anything. If I were a ball player, wouldn't play no second string. And if I were some jewelry, well, I'd have to be a diamond.
Yeah, listen to that applause.
At Route 38, American Bar and Grill. Pass me that hamburger, boy.
And now a rock track for the hour. This is a big production band from the 70s. This is Boston with More Than a Feeling. No, it isn't. It's mislabeled. It's supposed to be Boston, More Than a Feeling. Don't actually know what this is. Don't know whether I talk over it or just let it play. Sorry, of course it is. I just didn't recognise the intro. I'm waiting for the Nirvana bit in a minute.
faces fade as the years go by, yet I still recall as I wander on, as clear as the sun in the summer sky.
So, yeah, bit of a cock up there. That was Boston More Than a Feeling. I eventually recognised it. I'm sorry if I don't know my soft rock as well as I should. Of course, it's got that little riff, jink, jink, jigga, jigga, jink, that Nirvana nicked for Smells Like Teen Spirit thingy. Anyway, I've got Andy Boddington here in the studio with me. It's a great honour because obviously Andy's a busy man. He's did 5 gigs this weekend in 3 days. So there's a lot of setting up and setting down, though, isn't it, and travelling?
Yeah, it requires a certain level of stamina, I would say. Like I said, you know, if I was to stop doing it, I'd have this feeling if I was to take, like, a month or 2 months off, I'd find it very hard to get going again.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you've got family as well.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Would you like to say hello to Melody?
I would love to say hello.
Is she listening?
Who knows? No, she'll be at nursery at the minute. So.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, but if there's a recording of this, hello, Melody, hello, George, hello, family, hello, friends.
There's bound to be a recording somewhere. Someone will be recording it. They'd be bootlegging it, wouldn't they, and selling it down at Par Market.
Hardly.
So we've got Andy Bonnet in the building. Andy, you may know from his work with Black Friday, who've been incredibly successful.
Thank you.
Were you on Radio 2 or something?
We did. We went to Maida Vale many moons ago and did a show with Mark Lamar and live.
Mark Lamar?
Yeah.
Is he the most famous person you've met? Have you met Al Spencer down at the Rod and Line and Lily Allen? They all go down there,
no,
don't they?
I didn't meet them, no. No, he could be the most famous person I've met. I don't know.
But yeah, sorry to interrupt.
I've met Martin Bell from the Wonder Stuff, you know.
Is he the other one?
The Stuffy.
No, of course, Andy, the fiddle player.
Absolutely, in Black Friday. The current fiddle player in Black Friday.
Right, yeah. The one that replaced the original one. He was in the Wonder Stuff, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
If there's enough time on the show, we're going to play Wonder Stuff Greatest Hits. I think we're going to run out of time, though, aren't we?
I think we should just, you know, if we're going to name drop the fiddle player, we should also say the current lineup of Black Friday.
Who writes all the songs?
Tom O'Reilly, frontman, creator of the band, along with Martin Jump and Helen Manley. How many is that? drummer Ian Jovian Hutchinson.
You mean there's band members you forgot because there's
well,
so many?
Yeah, there are so many, yeah.
I was in a six-piece band once. Yeah. And some of the people, when you've got six, there's some of the people, they never really actually met each other. And you can never get all six there in one go.
No, herding cats, we call it.
Yeah. Imagine trying to phone everyone and say, can we do this gig? By the time you've got hold of everyone, it's too late.
Yeah, well, we have someone that does that for us, right, unfortunately, now.
Right, so you've got a booking agent.
We do, yeah.
But you do a lot of bookings yourself, don't you, Andy?
I do.
It's another thing that keeps you busy.
Yes, I do my Teutonic bookings, but Black Friday ones are pretty much just roll on.
So is it difficult being in two bands at once?
Very.
Obviously, you can't be in two places at once.
Absolutely. I'm very fortunate. I've got Steve Taylor, Turner. Steve Turner,
he daps for you. Does he look like you?
Well, I suppose he does, a bit of an older version, maybe.
Do people notice when he turns up instead of you?
I don't know, I haven't turned up and spied on him yet, so...
So, would it be fair to say Black Friday, I mean, the closest thing they remind me of is the Pogues. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think...
Am I just saying that because I don't know any other bands that have got a penny whistle?
I think if you know that genre, you'd know there were far more bands, you know, like Flogging Molly, Dropkick Murphys, Mahones, etc., which have provided inspiration for
Black Friday. I think we all know
Black
what Mahones means in Irish. Let's not say that. I'll get Lucy on the Facebook again. So, yeah, obviously wider influence than that, but sort of Irish folk. How would you describe Black Friday?
I think sort of Celtic psycho folk.
Psycho folk?
Yeah, it's, you know, but there's elements of country in it. It's not sort of blues, put it that
it's
way.
It's not blues.
No, it's the same three chords, but in a different order.
Yeah. What's your best Black Friday stories then?
Unrepeatable on air.
Right, so can you say anything about your jaunts to Austria? I believe you've been going to Austria for quite a few years now.
We have, yes. Very fortunate.
And you're treated like kings, aren't you, in Austria?
We are treated well, yes. Yeah, very well.
And is that all you can say?
Well, I'll just say, you know, many times you finish a gig and someone sort of had a few beers and comes up and offers you something and, you know, it's full of good intentions, but it very, very rarely ever comes off. And this was just like a fairy tale. An Austrian guy saw us play in Plymouth and the next thing you know, we were flown over to Austria and have been repeatedly and been given many opportunities, and just the respect and love is a wonderful thing. We've made many good friends over there.
We must be doing something right. Keep having you back and paying for all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You were saying that, you know, because, you know, we know in Austria they speak German.
With an Austrian dialect.
But that's what you were saying, they've got like almost a country bumpkin
compared to German, yeah. I mean, I was hearing from our drummer in Black Friday, that who's very good on languages, that Arnie Schwarzenegger films, Arnie obviously being Austrian, has to have someone overdub it when it goes into German because he sounds like a country back bumpkin, you know, well, I'll be back.
I don't know if you remember the Mary Porter's programme on the telly and they subtitled Mick the Whistle.
Yeah?
Yeah. the joke going round was that he needs that permanently. Well, OK, we're just slightly bit late for our ads, so we just do the ads, and then we're going to play Black Friday in a fantastic version of The Clash, Guns of Brixton, but let's have the ads first.
Terry Style, Baytree Hill, sizzling summer sale is now on. Thousands of quality name clothing at amazing prices. Ladies' tops from £5, men's short-sleeve shirts from just £9.99. From a suit to a pair of socks, small to massive, we can fit you out. For the ladies, we have 25% off all our Playtex underwear. Getting married, going to a ball, we have an amazing quality higher wear to fit you all. For a bargain, visit Terry Style on Baytree Hill. We are in the car park scheme, so you can spend and save. Visit Terry Style, Baytree Hill, Liscard today.
Tiger Treats of Loo have all my favourite sweets and Mummy's too. They have over 70 jars to choose from, including my favourite, licorice. Tiger Treats also sell sugar-free sweets to help keep my dad's belly slim. Raspberry Bullets, Cherry Twists, Pick and Mix, and lots of drinks too. Tiger Treats, 3 the key, Loo. Call 07583 247 596 or go to tigertreatsofloo.com.
Time & Motion Liscard, a bespoke jeweller, watch and clockmaker established since 1966, has all the experience you need for sound advice. Whether you want a bespoke jewellery service from an expert gemologist, a watch repair, alteration, even repairing the old clock on the mantelpiece, Bob at Time & Motion has all the advice and experience you need. He is also a member of the National Association of Goldsmiths and a fellow of the British Horological Institute. With plenty of choice for that important person in your life, you could grab a beautiful timepiece or find that perfect jewel. Time & Motion Jewellers, 2 Barn Street, Liscard. Telephone 342 440.
The Upcycled Home Company supplies a treasure trove of unique, bespoke and beautiful items for you, your home and garden. Situated in the Barrows Centre on the wonderful Mount Edgecombe Park, including an eclectic mix of locally handmade items such as high-quality wood-turned plates, willow crafts, driftwood art, wirewood, ceramics, soaps, cards, gifts, upcycled furniture, artwork and so much more, all from local artisans within Devon and Cornwall. There really is something for everyone. The Upcycled Home Company hold creative workshops throughout the year, ranging from willow work to rag rugging, embroidery to mosaics. Most include lunch and at a mini hand massage, which makes an ideal gift or day out with friends. So what are you waiting for? Join the Upcycled Home Company on a journey of rediscovery. Call the Upcycled Home Company on 07875 756 311 or visit us at the Barrow Centre, Mount Edgecombe Park.
Want to add value to your property or have outbuildings to convert or land to develop? Or maybe you're struggling with planning restrictions, refused applications or enforcement notices. Do you want fair, unbiased professional advice? Then call Urban and Rural Planning Associates Limited, established in 2003. Chartered town planner Andy Harwood, with nearly 20 years experience throughout Devon and Cornwall, specialises in dealing with planning appeals. Call Liscard 340900 to arrange a low-cost initial planning surgery appointment.
Okay, I'm gonna play something a little bit different now. Little song by The Clash. Cover Guns of Brixton. Money it feels good. For life you like it well. But surely your time will come. It's in heaven as in hell. You can crush us, you bruise us, you can even shoot us. But oh, oh, guns are priest.
Yeah, you're listening to Black Friday's version of The Clash's classic Guns of Brixton, and this was recorded live in Austria. So who's on this recording, Andy?
This features Tom O'Reilly on vocals, Martin Jump on mandolin, Ian Jovian Hutchinson on drums, Helen Manley on bass, Olivia Dunn on fiddle, and Lewis Apples Phillips on whistle.
Right, so there's just loads of you, aren't there?
Yeah. I must point out the fiddle player was a dep on this gig, and is not our normal fiddle player.
Right, who is Martin Bell?
Yeah.
And was Martin Bell that politician that wore the white suit?
Oh, he did the news at 10, didn't he?
Does he hate people saying that? Going, are you the one with the white suit? Okay, well, we're going to play another track by Black Friday, and then we're going to... What gigs have you got coming up, Andy? You got any gigs coming up?
Yeah, well, some of them are private functions, so can't really advertise those. But on Friday, you can find the Black Friday Acoustic Trio at the Rod and Line in Tideford.
The Rod and Line.
On Sunday...
There's only a little place, isn't it, inside?
It's a cracking venue, but that is, yeah.
Yeah, the atmosphere.
Absolutely, yeah. The trio will also be at the Crumblehorn in Polperro on Sunday.
And again, another small venue inside. Obviously, they do. Yeah, got a hotel. They do a lot of food, don't they?
Some of the summer ones are outdoors there. But if you'd like to find Black Friday, you can go to www.blackfridayband.co.uk.
So, just say that once more. That's
www.blackfridayband.co.uk. And if you just type in Black Friday Band into Google, you can find it really easy. And there's a full comprehensive gig guide on there.
Right, so do get down and see Black Friday, because they're a great live act, and you never know what might happen next. Didn't someone fall off a drum store once and stuff like
I
that?
I think it all merges into one memory. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of gigs been done over the years, but many eventful things have happened along the way.
I mean, some of these stories, they're not repeatable, are they, on
no,
the radio?
But they get far-fetched as well. I've heard some things that just never happened. But I think it all adds to the wonder and the publicity of the band at the end of the day. So
It's only rock and roll, but you like it, don't you?
Very much.
Well, OK, we've still got a little bit of Guns of Brixton to run there in the background, and we're going to play another Black Friday song. This is called Got to Go.
An original.
And it's an original song. Yeah. So who wrote that, Tom?
Tom, again, was just a cracking song from the off, and I don't think it could ever be unexciting to listen to. It's a really great tune.
So, obviously, you all contribute to arrangements.
Yeah, I think it's pretty organic the way that happens. it's, you know, new songs get played live and the arrangements settle down during the live play.
Yeah, it's a bit like sculpture, isn't it? You sort of gradually refine.
Yeah, well, there's usually someone in control of the arrangement, you know, just by eyes, really. You know, nods you in, yeah, you take a break, blah, blah, blah. And that sort of excitement comes across, I think. You know, it's never the same twice.
Well, here it is. This is Got To Go, written by Tom of Black Friday. This is Black Friday. Is this another live recording?
No, this is a studio recording from Austria.
Studio recording from Austria?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Sorry I've talked over the beginning. That's Black Friday there. We've got to go. Original composition recorded live. No, that was recorded in a studio,
yes.
In Austria.
Austria.
So I've got, well, it's near the end of the show now. It's 2 minutes to four on Lisgard FM. So Lucy will be coming in and taking over from me in a minute.
Lock the door.
I think she's just doing her hair. I'd like to thank my guest, Andy Boddington.
Thank you, Paul. Cheers for having me on.
Yeah, no worries. Anytime, Andy. And we're going to play out on... We've just plugged Black Friday. But just very quickly, because I haven't got a lot of time, yeah. But who's in Teutonic then?
That's Teutonic is a two-man band featuring myself and Mark Richardson. I play a kick drum, a hi-hat and a guitar at the same time.
Yeah, it's very unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know any other bands doing that.
No, I think it is a unique sound, and it's a bit of been a bit of a trip since its inception. And you know, obviously, I've had to learn how to play with my feet and hands at the same time, which is, you know, been a bit of a journey. But you know, it's something that interests me vastly. I love rhythm.
Well, it must have been quite a challenge, because you've got to build your muscles up as well.
Absolutely,
And then, but whilst retaining your posture of how you'd hold your guitar on your body.
Yeah.
And I believe you sing as well now.
I do, yes.
Which is not a lot of people know that you actually do sing.
I do, yeah.
And in fact, this next track, it's called Blue Car.
It is.
7 minutes long, but you're singing on this, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Now, this will be the new single from Teutonic. It's not out yet. It was recorded in my house. I've engineered it.
So you engineered and mixed this?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate in my partner, Claudia Hennebury, is a sort of trained degree sound engineer, and she's been very good in sort of, you know, listening and critique and stuff. Mm. And quite often when you ask friends and family what they think of a piece of music, they'll just be yes people and say, oh, it's marvellous and stuff like that. But
it's difficult getting a natural reaction.
Yeah, Claudia is very honest and... And I'm very thankful to have that. So I would like to give her some credit on this as well. I spent a lot of hours making this track.
Yeah, it's been for a few different mixes, isn't it, on the way?
Yeah, I think this is mix 31 now. It's a sort of bit of a tribute to the blue car that I drive and getting out of Plymouth and coming back to Cornwall. And
obviously you're travelling a lot doing these gigs.
Yeah, I do a lot, yeah.
Well, okay, it's 4 o'clock here on Lisgard FM 87.7 FM. Hopefully Lucy's taking over for me, but this is Andy Boddington's last choice.
Mark Richardson on Jew's harp here, yeah, and backing vocal.
Very unusual instrument as well. It's a shame that we kind of run out of time, and otherwise we could have talked for a lot longer about Teutonic. Very interesting, unique duo there.
You can see us at the Buller's Arms on the 17th.
That's in Loo, isn't it?
Yes. Lugger Inn in Pulp Ruin on the 23rd, and the Blue Peter in Perro on the 24th.
So you're doing the poles this weekend?
Yeah, and the pens next weekend.
We'll get down and see Andy's playing with Black Friday and Teutonic. You can look it all up on the internet anyway. Don't forget, Teutonic, it's actually a figure two, and then tonic without a gap. That's right. Isn't
correct.
It, Andy?
Yeah. So if you're number two, then tonic.
Search for it. Number two, tonic. Okay. Well, this is Blue Car.
The Blue Car.
It's 7.5 minutes of acoustic rock. Thanks for coming in, Andy.
Cheers, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hello, sorry to have to fade this out, Anthony. Anthony? Andy Boddington?
Sorry, Lisa.
Do you know what? This is going to be such a good show. That was something with Car.
The Blue Car.
The Blue Car by Teutonic. I love the line. Tell me the line again that was in that, Andy.
One more bridge and we'll be out of here, across the border line from the city of fear.
Awesome. Can I just say what a wonderful afternoon that was listening. When I left Plymouth, there was a point in the car I couldn't hear it. But I did hear Paul. You there, Paul? Yeah? You're looking at me, Paul?
I'm still
looking
here.
At me in
I'm
the
not
eye.
One of those he looks like.
So
here.
I just want to
not
pick
one of those
you up.
Just runs off after
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, I know. Hello, look at it, 4:10 yeah, and it's into my show.
I did washing up.
You
yet.
Are so lucky it's Andy Boddington, because anyone else, I'd be like, I would be stamping my feet. But, excuse me, young man, and I will say young man, just now, what was this you said, if Lucy Walker turned up? Because last week, what part, okay, did you and the listeners, and I'm sure the listeners heard, that I said to you on Tuesday, I won't be in tomorrow, see you Thursday, did you neither hear nor understand?
Did I have the cans on at the time?
Thank you. And then also, Lord Dean, who owns this carpet shop, right, I call him Lord. I won't be for much longer.
Give him a plug.
Well, no, he's had enough. Has he taken that number? No, he had got an email months ago. Well, let's say 1 month, that he knew that I wouldn't be in. Anyway, that's enough of that, because far more to the point is Andy Boddington.
Hello,
you are
Lucy.
One of my favourite guitarists.
Oh, cheers.
And I know I'm not just saying that. And I think Lord Tyford has a higher ring than Lord Liscard.
Andy, who's your favourite guitarist?
Oh.
Did you not ask that question?
I've got a favourite.
No.
Drummer.
I've
got a favourite drummer.
I like how you twisted that. You have so, because instead he can't say himself, so he's twisting to the drums. Who's your favourite drummer, actually? What, are they local?
John Convertino from Calexico.
Oh.
Yeah, real big fan of Calexico.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Cool. But I remember... I'm just like, okay!
Yeah.
I've got to play some adverts in a minute, but I do just want to say this. I will never forget hearing you play down at Mount Eshkol. I think it was the Smugglers Festival or something.
Right,
you
yeah.
won't remember, because it was your birthday. I think you'd arrived late and was going, "Will Andy?" It was Black Friday.
Yeah.
I was going, will Andy turn up? Do you know what? I was serving coffee there, so busy, and suddenly... And I almost just didn't hear any of the music going on, and then suddenly there was this kind of solo guitar. And I just stopped. I wasn't going to serve any to your coffee. And I was spellbound. It was you, sir. You, after like no sleep and all night partying and very, very drunk, were playing the most awesome guitar solo. So, huzzah to you.
Thank you. Cheers.
And listen, I'm going to let you go now, because sorry.
Yeah.
You've been in here how long? But actually, Paul, this is why I'm letting you off easy about your comment to me. And doing my hair, I don't even own a hairbrush. But listen, I thought you were amazing. Seeing as you didn't even know, apparently, that you carried on for 6 hours. And my favourite part of the show, because I was listening, because I had a wedding to do, I was listening in and it was so lovely. Towards the sixth hour, you were just like, you just couldn't care. Well, you could, but you were like, I could just hear you going, the sausage roll, like, yeah, this is your Beyonce.
it was definitely got like that towards the end, yeah.
I thought, and do you know what, I was like, the poor man, because I couldn't believe it was still you, because I thought, I'll just check in, see who's filling in for me. And I was like, it's Paul, he's been on for 6 hours. Do you know what, we better hear from our sponsors or I'll get into trouble. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's
do that.
Well,
thank you, Lucy.
Thank you,
thanks,
and so I shall see you tomorrow. Paul. Oh, he's still on it. I'm cutting down your mic. What mic are you? 3. And you can carry on. Listen, cheers, boys.
Cheers, Lucy.
Yeah, I shall see you tomorrow, Paul, and I'll see you soon at a gig, Mr. Andy.
Well, nice one.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Carpets, vinyls, woods, and more. All that you need for your floor. Venetian, vertical, and roller, too. Blinds made to measure just for you. With samples and stock on the roll. Our choice of flooring is not dull. We will fit and measure too. Making life easy is what we do. Can't need loose lay floorings here. Please cleanable carpets, not dear. Liscard Carpets, call 342-481 or visit us on Pickmiller Lane. Now that's...